This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon, along with Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy. Welcome, Mark.
Hi there, Dave.
Now, in this segment, we're going to look at the local economic impact of hospitals in Rhode Island. Our guest is Mr. Ed Quinlan, the president of the Hospital Association of Rhode Island, which is out with an annual economic impact report. Welcome, Ed.
Good to be with you, Dave.
Now, hospitals, according to the basic report, generate some $6.7 billion to the economy.
Well, we produce this report annually as part of a broader effort to educate Rhode Islanders as to the role of the hospital sector in the state's economy. It's significant. Along with higher education, it's been the only sectors in the economy to have shown any job growth over the last 10 years. It's an extraordinary asset to the state. But less understood or less known is the role that it plays in the state's economy from both a pure economic impact to employment.
Yeah, you know, I think the gross state product is about $45 billion. So we're talking about a good, you know, 15 to 20% of the state's economy is in this sector.
It's been growing over the years. While we have a largely negligible growth in our state's population in recent decades, we have seen an increasing representation of the elderly in our population. Our over 65 population is now the fifth highest in the nation. Our over 85 population is the highest in the nation. Obviously, older populations are going to require a higher level of healthcare services, often hospital-based, and a higher frequency of those services.
What do you see going forward? Because there are a lot of changes on the horizon. You have Westerly Hospital, which has been purchased by L&M Hospital in Connecticut. You have the Landmark Medical Center, which continues to go through, trying to find a buyer. You have Memorial Hospital in Pawtucket, which is under agreement to merge into Care New England. What effect do you think, if any, is this going to have on the sector economically?
Well, we've seen a transformation in healthcare in this nation, particularly on the hospital-based side in recent years. The Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare, is accelerating that transformation. Within our state, hospitals have seen a decline in their financial stability over the last 15 years. When you have two of your 12 acute care hospitals, Westerly and Landmark, in receivership, you can see how fragile hospital finances are in this state. So those two institutions have had to spend considerable time and resources in securing a party to come in and acquire them. They are then required to go through what is often a very lengthy regulatory process. Westerly, with its acquisition by Lawrence and Memorial, that process is about to begin. Landmark, with a commitment by Prime, a West Coast company, to purchase them, they will similarly be going through that process in the coming months. So we have seen a significant change, and the collaboration period began in our state with the formation of Care New England and Lifespan almost 20 years ago. So you will see by the end of this year perhaps only one remaining independent hospital in Rhode Island, that being South County.
How would you compare past measurements with the recent economic report? Is this the best it's ever been? Is it a substantial hike over last year?
The growth relative to revenues has been steady over the years. The growth and utilization of services has leveled a bit, as employment, consistent with the economic recession that we have seen. Rhode Islanders, like the nation, have had to be more selective in how they use services for not just hospitals, but all healthcare and other sectors of the economy. So we've seen some leveling there. The revenue side has continued to experience modest growth this year.
Ed, you mentioned the Affordable Care Act with the requirement that more people actually have insurance. I mean, one of the issues for a lot of these hospitals has been, uncompensated care. Do you see that stabilizing, being a stabilizing force for hospitals?
Well, that's certainly the expectation, Mark. Growing the coverage or insured in our nation is a policy goal that we agree with and have supported. Now, with that support came a price, which is to be expected. The Affordable Care Act and negotiations with key impacted parties, hospitals, insurers, pharmaceutical companies, on a national basis, negotiated reduction in payment from the federal government through the Medicare program. For Rhode Island, that will mean a reduction in Medicare payments to hospitals totaling $700 million over the next 10 years. Now, one might logically assume that, well, you're going to have more people insured, so that should help offset that. The analysis shows that that will be reduced down to $600 million. So we gain back some of the concessions we made in order to support the Affordable Care Act, but not nearly enough to offset what the total impact will be. So in a state with a significant Medicare population, remember, again, the fifth highest in the nation, reduced Medicare payment to us is very, very significant. We are obviously now watching closely the Congress on whether or not they can reach agreement in the coming weeks to avoid a sequestration, which would require even further reductions in Medicare payments to hospitals.
This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. Our guest is Hospital Association of Rhode Island President Ed Quinlan.
Ed, if we go back to the Affordable Care Act, having more insured won't necessarily offset the changes in Medicare payment. But do the changes that are driven by, the patient-centered medical home, will that have an effect on the stability of the finances for hospitals as well?
Again, we're in a period of extraordinary change, a transformation of the system. What you are going to see in our state and elsewhere is a recognition that the hospital role in the healthcare delivery system is going to change. No longer are you going to be accepting patients who come to you for care. You are now going to have an obligation, which will build on what hospitals have been doing in recent years, to identify the needs of your community, understand the health status, the health profile of your community, and in essence provide non-hospital-based services to them in a less costly manner. Now, the Affordable Care Act won't encourage, it will require a greater cooperation between hospitals and nursing homes, visiting nurses agencies, home health agencies, all designed to improve the continuum of care. One example of how hospitals will be required to reach out and work with other providers is that we will now be measured on how frequently patients are readmitted to hospitals. So if you are discharged on February 1st, and by the end of February, a situation requires you to be readmitted to the hospital, that will be recognized by the federal government. And if you exceed a certain threshold, you will be penalized for having a readmission rate that is deemed unacceptable.
Penalized how?
Your Medicare reimbursement will be reduced.
We talked about the prime economic impact of hospitals in this report. What about spinoff to the economy into other areas? Some examples.
Sure. We have 21,000 people working in hospitals. 21,000. It is the industry that requires the highest level of education for employment. 94% of all positions in hospitals require either a completed or college education. That's very, very significant. So within our hospitals, people are going to be cared for by highly educated, highly trained individuals. The impact of wages provided to those 21,000 professionals approaches $2 billion annually. Now, all of those hospital employees live in communities, typically within proximity of the hospital that they work at. They are going to become consumers when they leave the hospital campus. They are going to be buying goods and services in that community. So in essence, there's an economic multiplier there that makes the purchasing activity of those 21,000 individuals with about $2 billion in annual wages spill off into the community. That's a very, very significant number. Additionally, hospitals are purchasing goods and services, and often locally and locally to the best of their ability. That's going to represent yet over another $1 billion. So you begin to see that the economic engine that is hospitals has a very, very significant impact on the Rhode Island economy.
Okay, we've been measuring the economic impact of hospitals in Rhode Island with Hospital Association of Rhode Island President Ed Quinlan. Ed, thank you. Also thanks to Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy.
Great to be here, Dave.
I'm Dave Fallon. This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR.